It's the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU, along with Andy and Dave Cruz. And Andy, I don't know if I ever told you, I talked to my parents the other day, like a good son.
Yeah.
I call my parents, you know, a couple times a year.
You're a good guy.
And something came up that, number one, I'm surprised my dad remembered because he is 90. They just turned 90 this year. But, and I can't even remember why we were talking about, but he was actually a little bit of a celebrity back when he was a little kid.
Really?
And it didn't even occur to any of us until this story came on the news about
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. There's a shortage for some reason.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
Everyone's drinking Dr. Pepper during this coronavirus time, I guess. And so there's actually a shortage of it. There's like soda sales are up, I guess, including Dr. Pepper. So how did Dr. Pepper make your dad famous?
So somehow that came up. When he was a little teeny weeny kid back in the 40s, late 30s, early 40s, something like that, he sang on the radio jingle. Like Dr. Pepper had
a jingle singer?
He was a jingle singer.
Get out. Do you know which commercial? Like, do you have it?
Yeah, actually. Actually, do.
Charge, get going again with the Dr. Pepper difference. See what the difference does for you.
What's your name?
Why repeat? Drink a bite to eat. Have 10 to my four. You always want more, more, more.
Is that what you're in radio now?
No, not a cola, but a blend of deeper flavors.
Oh, my gosh. Fruit flavors.
Yes.
Yeah, did Dr. Pepper taste different back then than it does now?
By the sound of that commercial, it must have, right?
Right, because there's also a commercial. Like, I saw a commercial, like a magazine advertisement once that's recommended drinking Dr. Pepper warm because the lemon in it will help ward off illnesses. You know, because there's lemon. I mean, there's no lemon in Dr. Pepper now,
it
right?
Tasting
like
lemon at
tastes
all,
like cherry,
right? Yeah,
isn't it like a cherry cola kind of a thing?
Yeah.
So this said,
was that
yeah.
back when you can make claims and no one cared?
It must be
outlandish, and it's fine.
It must be. Yeah, that's brilliant. So your dad was a jingle singer,
the 1940s Dr. Pepper jingle singer.
That is fascinating, Dave.
Surprisingly, that did not catapult him to starhood.
No, but look what it did for you.
Thanks.
I mean, right? Like, you're super famous now. We should talk about that. We don't have time to talk about it now because we have to play.
Yeah, because someone has to beat you. Andy. And are you smarter than Andy coming
up? But tomorrow, I would love to know, like, if anybody else's parents are famous.
Yeah, even for a minute, anything happened.
You're 15 seconds of fame,
yes.
Right? Yeah. 15 minutes
Think about
of fame.
It. Interrogate your parents in case there's something that they haven't told you.
And get back to us tomorrow. How are your parents famous? I like this.
Yeah, that is good. So that's tomorrow. And Are You Smarter Than Andy is coming up next.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.